From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 63 people have been indicted for their role in the Brazilian meat scandal and corruption in the Ministry of Agriculture. Federal auditors are accused of taking bribes in exchange for fraudulent sanitary permits. The suspects are also charged with falsifying medical records and certificates, tampering with food products, conspiracy, and corruption. Producers are suspected of using ascorbic acid and other chemicals to disguise the look and smell of rotting meat. The scandal could cost Brazilian meat packers $1.5 billion in exports this year. Congress came close but didn't pass a comprehensive energy bill last year. Now a bipartisan push is underway to repackage many of that failed bill's pieces as part of the infrastructure legislation the Trump administration hopes to sign into law this year. Because Senate Republicans hold only 52 seats and 60 votes are required to pass most legislation, Republicans will need some votes from Democrats. An ag economist says President Trump's proposed budget could impact several facets of the ag industry. Ohio State University professor Carl Zuloff says the proposal to streamline operations by cutting USDA service center staff could affect farmers at the local level. He tells Brownfield the cuts won't impact mandatory programs like nutrition, commodity titles, and crop insurance. Trump has proposed a 21% cut to the USDA budget. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.